thank you very, very, very much. Appreciate it. I am just so filled with emotion just even being here and singing those songs that the team played for us. Oh, my. You know, the Bible says that the manifold wisdom of God will be made known through the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenlies. I believe that's happening this morning. I believe God is pleased and all of hell is afraid. It has been such a pleasure getting to know this man. I don't need to tell you what a great pastor and friend and just person that he really is. Knowing him, and I do this a lot with people that are born again and knowing that know the Lord, is the things I really love about Bob is the Christ-likeness that comes out through him, through his personality. It's just wonderful, and it's just such a joy to be here. It's a joy to be friends. Amen? Not in competition. Praise the Lord. We're all going to the same place, I hope. We're going to be with each other forever. Might as well start to get along now, huh? Be a good idea. For too long, we have allowed our differences, and you know, most of the time our differences, when you look at it, are really our personal preferences. In church, in worship style, we hold dear so often to minor doctrinal issues, and we allow these things to keep us separate. And the pride that so fuels that, and we call it godly. This should not be so. We should have some basic fundamental beliefs and that we can unify around that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the Lord. There is no other name which a man shall be saved. That he did die, he was crucified, shed his blood, buried, rose again the third day, and he's coming back for us. Praise the Lord. But some of these other things, I want to just define unity, so when I say unity, you understand what I mean by unity. Unity is the agreement with and the alignment with the Lord. Period. It is not the agreement with my beliefs or your beliefs or my doctrines and your doctrines. It's an alignment and agreement with what God says, with His Word. His Word is so powerful, the Bible says that He sent His Word to heal us. I believe anytime we're hearing the Word, reading the Word, we're singing the Word, that if we would receive the Word by faith, we would be healed physically, emotionally, spiritually, in every way. His Word is so powerful. Unity is the integrating of the uniqueness and the differences that we all have, the gifts and the abilities and the callings that God has gifted us with. It is the integrating of all of these things. The Bible uses a body, a physical body, as an illustration for unity. We're all not hands, we're all not feet, we're all not eyes, but all of these functions together, all of these parts are fit together and function together. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, I believe it is, that God is fitting us together to be a holy temple that He may dwell in. And you know, sometimes, I don't know about everybody in the room, but I know I do. I have some sharp, jagged edges. And when I get bump up against other people, they hurt, and they hurt other people. But God's fitting us, and He's shaving off some of those rough edges and those hard things and fitting us together. I have a drinking problem, by the way, and I have to bend down and drink of water. I'll set it up here. He's saying, Bob, get that guy out of here. Unity, again, is integrating our uniqueness and differences. I believe that the greatest differences between men is really between a man and a woman. Besides the physical difference, there's emotional difference, and that we don't even talk the same. You know what I'm talking about? My wife and I, we've been married for 25 years, and we'll celebrate the 30th anniversary of our first date in April. And we still don't talk exactly the same. She says things, and I'm saying things. We're talking about a topic, and I wonder if we're talking about the same thing. But what we've learned to do, because we are so different, is to value the uniqueness, the differences, the gifts in one another. And the Bible says that the woman shouldn't just submit to the man, we are to submit one to another. As churches work together, we are to submit one to another. So my definition of unity is when we agree with and get in alignment with the Lord, first and foremost. No one church can reach this city. If that were so, it would have happened by now. No one church. And if you look at all of the different local congregations, it's interesting to see the strengths in certain congregations and to also see their weaknesses. I believe God is so smart and so wise that he does those things. Amen. There is so much power in unity. You know, just in the natural, when men and women, even in a business or whatever it is, in the natural setting, let's just take God out of it for just a second, when men and women come together and agree on something and put their minds to doing something, you know, even for an evil purpose, they can accomplish it. In Genesis chapter 11, the Bible shows us that that's possible with the story of the Tower of Babel. They came together in pride saying, let's make a name for ourselves. Let's build this tower up to the heavens so we will not be scattered. And God said this in verse 6 of Genesis chapter 11. He said, nothing which they will purpose to do will be impossible for them. Even though they weren't submitted to the Lord, they were doing what they wanted to do. Because the power of unity is so powerful. John chapter 17, if you would turn there. While you do that, I'll get a drink. John chapter 17 comes after John 16 and before John 18 on page 98. John 17. What's the purpose of our unity? Here's the purpose of our unity, in a nutshell. Because God said so. Verse 21. I'm going to jump right in the middle of his prayer. Jesus is praying to the Father. He says, that they may all be one. Not all the Methodists be one. Not all the Lutherans be one. Not all the Charismatics be one. No, all together to be one. That they would all be one, even as you and I, you and Father and I are one, that they may also be in us. Now look what Jesus said. So that the world may believe that you sent me. And if that wasn't enough, skip a couple verses to verse 23, and he says, I and them and you and me, and they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them. I don't know about you, but when I was in school, and it's been a while ago, when my teacher repeated something twice, real close, that was important. It was going to be on the test. And look what Jesus said, that we would all be one so that independence would know, that this city would know that Jesus is Lord, that God sent Jesus. Praise the Lord. Matthew 12, 25, Jesus said this, any kingdom divided against itself is laid waste. He also said, in any city or house divided against itself will not stand. You know, that's what heaven's like. Complete alignment, agreement, and harmony with the Father. How do I know that? Because we have a story in the Bible. At one time, an angel named Lucifer allowed pride to well up in him, and he wanted to disunify. See, Proverbs 18:1 says, a man, the one who separates himself, a man who separates himself is disunified, seeks his own desire. And Lucifer rose up and he deceived a third of the whole angels. Disunity happened for a moment in heaven, and God didn't put up with it. It's not allowed. this unity in heaven is not allowed. So I just wonder why we allow it here. If we're really about the kingdom of God, why do we allow this unity? For us to have true unity, our pursuit must not be unity. Our pursuit must be Christ-likeness. If our unity is based on anything else than the Lord and an alignment and agreement with Him, there's no telling what we might do. We might just start building towers and monuments to ourselves. And trying to get glory to ourselves. And God just may have to come down and scatter us. That's what I see so much in the body of Christ. But if our purpose is to know Him and to be like Him in character, then we're going to become more loving. The Bible says love is patient, love is kind, love is gentle, love does not brag, is not arrogant, it's not jealous. Love believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, the Bible commands us, it doesn't suggest, it commands us, says, put on love. For love is the perfect bond of unity. We must pursue to be like Christ. Jesus said this in John 13, by this all men will know that you're my disciples, if you have love for one another. See, the Lord saves us to change us, to become like Him. The Apostle Paul said this, I labor among you until Christ is formed in you, in Christ-like character. Unity, now get a hold of this, unity will be the natural outcome of who we are becoming if we're becoming like Christ. See, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they don't work on, oh, we got to be unified today. They don't think about it. They don't have to pray to one another or do things together just so they're unified. It's a natural outflow, an outcome for who they are. And when we pursue Christ and Christ's likeness, we are naturally going to become more like Him. Intimacy with God is a personal, intimate, that I know Him. And as I am knowing Him, I'm becoming more like Him. And if I'm going to become more like Him, I'm going to become more loving. And I'm not going to find faults in everybody to pick on them and to use that and to justify it and call it godly to separate ourselves from one another. It's really pride that keeps us separate. Two places in the New Testament, James 4, 6, 1 Peter 5, 5, they both say this exactly. God is opposed to the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. If we stay prideful and disunified, all of hell is not our enemy. They love that. Our enemy could be God Himself. Because God says, I'm opposed to the proud. And I give grace to the humble. Pride is the fuel for disunity. Love is the fuel for unity. We must be careful that we're not in unity with everybody, no matter what their beliefs. Jesus wasn't in unity with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Again, we must have some basic tenets and truths of the gospel of salvation. If we do not have the presence and the power of Christ by living a Christ-like life, the power of our unity can only rest on numbers, influence, and finances, which we would become no different than a political party. We need the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to come in alignment and agreement with Him, because Jesus said when we all come into agreement with Him, we become one with Him and with one another. The whole world will know. The whole world. Independence will know. I'm foolish enough to believe that if we continue to pursue God in Christ's likeness and come together, lay down our differences, forgive one another, come with humble hearts, and God unites us together, that the kingdom of God will rest in this city and His power and presence will be in this city. I'm not talking about a little bit here and there or within our four walls. I'm talking about all over. Psalms 127:1 says this, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen keep awake in vain. You know what that scripture tells me? That if we would allow the Lord to build the house, He will guard our city. He will guard our city. I'm angry that we have in this city home invasions where people are living in fear that somebody might just, while you're in there, somebody may break in. I'm angry that we have the drugs and the crime that we have in this city. Praise God. This city has been changing and is in the process of changing so much. It is so encouraging. Praise God for our mayor that loves the Lord. We have a superintendent of schools that loves the Lord and wants revival. We have men and pastors like Bob that are just, they're loving God and loving this city. I just want more. I want more. I want God to build the house and I want Him to guard the city. And if we want the Lord to build the church, if we want His presence and His power among us, if we want the kingdom of God to manifest in this city, we must. We have no other options. We must come together in unity. And I believe that the Lord is saying that if we want independence, to know the Lord, love one another unconditionally, come together in unity, and I will build the house and I will guard the city. Thank you so much. I just feel so welcomed here. This feels like home. Praise the Lord.